Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Williams steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Finnegan moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finnegan moves to third. Dave Philly pinch runs for Ray Boone. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finnegan scores. Philly moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly scores. Kaline moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is walked intentionally. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Filley now playing first base. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heft for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLish moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McLish trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into Wilson, who tags McLish, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Williams moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. 1 out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLish strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Raines pinch hits for Roger Maris. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.